North Carolina voters will need to take a photo ID with them to the polls next year. That ID must, by law, reasonably resemble the person. The State Board of Elections has drafted rules to lay out what that means and is holding public hearings on them across the state, including one in Charlotte tonight. WFAE's Lisa Wharf has more.
These rules will tell poll workers how to judge whether a photo ID matches a voter's registration. That may seem pretty straightforward, but there are lots of reasons the two may not match up exactly, says Bob Hall with Democracy North Carolina. For example, someone moves.
It can take 5 weeks to get your ID address updated, so you may be out of luck if they did a hard and fast enforcement of that.
But the State Board of Elections doesn't plan to. Its proposal would allow people to vote if the address on someone's photo ID is different from the one on the registration rolls. It would also allow for some variation in names, like the use of an initial for a first name or using a maiden name instead of a married one. Hall's group has advocated against the photo ID law, but he says in the context of what he calls a bad law, these rules are pretty good.
It allows for some flexibility, which is important. That's why we think it's a better set of rules.
It would take the agreement of all three precinct judges representing both parties to decide someone can't vote because there's too much of a difference between the person's ID and registration. For WFAE News, I'm Lisa Wharf.